I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number, IMF 69783. I'm registered to the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. And I work at Chico Creek Counseling under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. You can find more about me and all my colleagues over at www.chicocreekcounseling.com. Last week, we talked about reframing and to start out learning to reframe by reframing mundane experiences. So don't start out trying to reframe the big heavy-duty stuff, but rather the smaller things. And so today, I wanted to kind of keep going with that topic. Self-doubt, self-degradation, self-sabotage, negative self-talk. We have a tendency as people and humans to look in the mirror in the morning and think about all the things we want to change. Look at a goal and think about how big it is and how it's too hard. Look at what is out in the world and compare ourselves to all of the ways that we fall short. Women, especially young women, but I think in general, I can't speak for the men because, you know, I'm not one. But I know that women have a tendency to kind of comparative shop. This woman has more beautiful hair. This woman is more successful. This woman went to a better college. This woman has prettier eyes. This one has better fashion. This one has more money. And the thing is that we compare shop pieces of all of these different people. So we always fall up short to those pieces. We don't compare shop to the way that they're beautiful and the way that we're beautiful and how we're kind of interconnected. They have beautiful hair and I have beautiful eyes. We sure could make one beautiful face. We don't do that. Although I suggest trying to do that. So today I want to talk about how we reframe those kinds of ways that we talk to ourselves and how it might help us achieve more of our goals in this life. Daily goals, weekly goals, big goals, small goals. So I'd like you to take a moment while you're driving or you're at home doing, I don't know, when this comes on, I'm usually cooking dinner or I'm driving home. And, cause we pre-record the shows and while you're sitting there, I want to think about the last few times you've said something really negative about yourself to yourself. And, you know, it might have been about someone else in your life. It might have been about your spouse. But you're also saying it. It's also affecting you because you're saying my spouse doesn't ever help with the housework. It's all on my shoulders. And so then you're saying I have all of this to do and I am falling short. I am unsupported. I am unworthy or I am unloved or whatever it is. It is turning itself around. So while you think you might be saying this negative thing and grumbling about your coworker or your significant other or your friend or whomever, when you think that thought, it sinks into your subconscious in a whole other way. It sinks into your subconscious as something negative about you. So when you think about that, I want you to think about what is it that you've been saying to yourself? Have you been saying, I need to lose weight? Have you been saying, oh, I just don't have time to do all the things that I want to do and I'm so overwhelmed? When you're saying the words, I'm so overwhelmed, I don't have time to do all the things I want to do, those thoughts are going in there and they're just like residing in you. Oh, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so overwhelmed. And you probably are overwhelmed or you wouldn't be saying that or thinking that. But if you're saying, I'm so overwhelmed, what is it that I can do? What do I have the power over? What can I give up? What can I alter? What can be done in a few steps? When is perfect the enemy of good in this situation? What can I just start doing to the best of good, not the best of perfect? I don't have to be a Pinterest mom. I don't have to have a boat that's better than the other guy, so I've got to work really harder so that I can make sure I have that fancy boat I want. Why not just get one that's good enough for now, and then I get to go boating this summer, right? So I don't have to be a size 4 or a 6 or an 8. I could enjoy how I look right now and enjoy reducing the calories and enjoy increasing activity a little bit more and learn to love where I'm going and the journey of where I'm going rather than finding fault with myself because I'm not where I want to be. Because when we do that, no, even if you got to your goal, you will, it's like a carrot on a string for a horse. You'll create a new goal and you will always be falling short of that goal because now you got to that goal and you need something else to strive for. And so you put another carrot and you put another carrot. And while that can be good and that can move you forward, when you're doing it in negativity, when you're doing that with, if I don't put that carrot, I'm going to fail and I'm going to revert back to my old ways. You probably will because you're telling yourself you will. Okay, commercial break. I'll be right back. This is Jessica Wilkerson. Please stay tuned. And section 2 will be coming up.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now on 104.5 FM, 930 AM, and KKXX.net. We're talking today about the ways that we sabotage ourselves by our negative self-talk. And I chose this topic because it is springtime. And while the weather is, I like to call the weather bipolar when it's like that. The other day it was rainy, the next day it's sunny, the next day it's cloudy. That's just my therapy humor. We've got some bipolar weather going on. But when it's sunny and beautiful and you go to the stores, they've got all of these summer board shorts and swimsuits and shorts and tank tops and clothes and fun activities, and you start thinking about camping trips and lakeing trips and, Thursday night market and all these social things. And a lot of women out there start feeling dread. Like, on the one hand, it's so exciting that it's summer. And on the other hand, I've got to wear skimpy stuff because it's so hot in this Northern California that you can't cover up. You just can't. It's so hot. And so there's that dread there. And so when that is happening and you're thinking, oh, darn it, another New Year's resolution gone awry, another summer where I'm feeling chubby. And let me tell you, I personally struggle with that. I genuinely struggle with that. And I know all of the things to do to be healthy and to lose weight. And I know all of the things to do as a therapist to reframe. And I do those things, the second one. I'm sorry. I just had a brain drain for a moment. There's too much self-disclosure. So what do we do with that? We're excited about summer. We're also dreading some aspects of summer. So we start working on the way that we're talking to ourselves. When we're walking past all of those clothes and you're thinking, oh, my arms are too fat, I can't wear a tank top, or oh, I don't want to wear shorts because my belly or my thighs or whatever it is. Or for guys, I don't want to go to the lake and have to take off my shirt because I'm not as muscular and I drank a little bit too much this winter of apple juice because apple juice is high in calorie, right? Or wine or beer, you know. And you're feeling like, oh, I'm looking forward to all these activities, but I'm not looking forward to this other aspect that's going to make me feel shame. And I'm going to feel ashamed about myself. Well, really, the only reason that you feel that shame is because of the way you're talking to yourself. There might be a person or two in your family or in your friend group that makes comments because they're jerks and they have their own shame issues. And so they want to put them on other people. And that's a whole other topic. But putting those people aside, the majority of the world around us, they're doing the same thing. They're doing the shame talk. Even when you're trim and you're fit, there's still something about you that you're feeling ashamed of. Oh, I've had too many summers of sun, and so now I'm getting a little bit wrinklier than my friends are. Oh, I've had too much hair products in my hair, and so it's greasy or it's fried. Or there is always something, and everybody is doing that something. They're not paying attention to you. And the people who are paying attention to you and might have a negative judgment, it's because they are going about it the wrong way and they're trying to stop looking at the thing that makes them feel ashamed about themselves. And so if they're trying to make themselves stop feeling ashamed about the thing about themselves and they're giving you a weird look when you do whatever it is, you can know that that person, while they're trying to stop, Well, what they're doing is making you feel negative and making you feel more ashamed. It's still really about them. It's still not actually about you. So what do you do with all of that? How do you talk your way through that? First, you acknowledge what it is that's going on in your mind. You can't reframe if you don't know what the frame is. You can't reframe if you don't know what it is that you're saying to yourself or that you're ashamed of yourself. Because a lot of times the things that we're saying to ourselves comes from a subconscious place. We don't actually have the words to pinpoint what it is. But it's really important. We can't fix it if we don't know, if we can't identify it, right? Okay, commercial break, and I will come back and talk passionately about this some more. This is Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist, registered intern from Chico Creek Counseling. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. Find me at chicocreekcounseling.com.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And remember, this is a 30-minute show on the radio. It is not a substitute for psychotherapy. So if you are feeling like something is touching you from today's show and you want to work more on it on your own, I suggest going and speaking with somebody who is qualified and credentialed to do that with you. I work out of Chico at Chico Creek Counseling, but there are people all over the community and all of the communities that this radio show airs. And so you can see a marriage and family therapist, a social worker, or a clinical social worker, a psychologist who would have a PhD or a PsyD. There are a lot of folks out there who are qualified to work with you on this topic. So please reach out. Reach out to one of us. We went to school for this. We constantly do continuing education. This is our passion. We love helping people and helping people change their lives. The people at my office, we also love Jesus and Yahweh, and we find a way to incorporate, we follow the scripture the best that we can in our own lives. And because of that, we feel that we have a calling to make a difference in other people's lives, and we meet you where you are emotionally and try to help you find a little more joy and work through some of the pain that might be going on in your life. So we were just talking about reframing, and I was saying you can't reframe if you don't know what's already going on in there. So finding it out, whether you sit down and journal, or a lot of people get a lot of that good thinking done when they go on walks. Something about walking the left, right of your feet, it kind of stimulates a little bit of an EMDR response. If you want, you can look up EMDR. That's a whole other show. It really gets a lot of good self-reflection, but you can journal, you can go to a counselor and talk to them, talk to a trusted friend, free associate, do whatever you need to do. Find out what it is that's going on in there for you. I know when I was younger, I never had any body image issues until I got this best friend who pointed out, did you notice that when you walk, that your legs jiggle? Not mine, but just in general, she had noticed it on hers and then noticed it on other people. That never occurred to me. Now, suddenly I was obsessed with how my legs jiggled. It just never occurred to me. And then I had another friend in high school who wouldn't go in her bathing suit unless she had shorts and a tank top on underneath her bathing. And I had no idea there was anything to be ashamed of. I had no idea that, like, you're supposed to be self-conscious about your body, about your bottom, about your stomach, about anything. I just put on my bathing suit and I had a good day at the lake, and that didn't occur to me. Suddenly all these other people's self doubt and self and insecurities, I was thinking I was weird for not having those insecurities. So then I really retreated into myself and started noticing all the bad things about me. And that was not okay. Like little 16-year-old Jesse, who just thought life was so good, didn't even occur to me that there was like something called insecurity. So where does that come from? So where does your stuff come from? How can you get down to the root of it? What are the words that are saying? Now the words that were saying in my head were, oh, I should compare my stomach with that girl's stomach and that girl's stomach and that girl's stomach. And my stomach is not as good as any of those girls' stomachs. What's wrong with me? And so there's the words, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Why am I different? What's wrong with me? And so then I start answering it. There's nothing wrong with you, Jessica. There's nothing wrong with you. You look you look gorgeous. You look great. So there's nothing wrong with you. If you want to have a stomach like that girl, let's just do some sit-ups. Let's read some magazines. Let's talk to some people. Let's look at the website. Well, back then there was no such thing as the internet yet, or not. I didn't know. There was no such thing as the internet in my head. That was 1994. So if an internet existed, what did not exist in Redding, California, high schools. So let's do something about it. I just so having the extra voice. Now, would a teenager know how to do that? No. If I would have communicated that to my mom, would she have known how to help me reframe? Maybe. My mom read a lot of books, and she was pretty good about that with me. Not really with herself, but with me. And being able to reach out. And so talking to someone, whenever I go to the lake, talking to your spouse or your best friend or somebody who you trust, if you don't have some of those in your life, maybe a counselor, whenever I go to the lake, I always think about, I look at everybody and I think, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Okay, so yes, it's a valuable answer, but also what's right with me? What's right with me? What's right with me? You know what? I have a really cute bathing suit and I really like it. It has purple and blue on it and it's pretty. What's right with me? I have a great attitude and everybody likes me. What's right with me? I love Jesus and I'm devoted to Jesus and I really think he's my BFF. Whatever way that you talk to yourself. Find a new voice. Just start reframing the questions, reframing the statements, and find the more positive ones that are also true. It's very important that they're true. There's some nugget of truth in them because you won't believe it otherwise. All right, this is Jessica Wilkerson. I'll see you next week.